What will you be doing first?
Start the with the most like the earliest.
The earliest?
Yeah, so
the earliest Strouch. Was the Strouch abduction.
So yeah, I guess do we have an address? We must.
Yep.
So I guess we I would love to go. Let's go talk to the Strouch family.
Okay. Yeah, so you, it's on the map there. You can see where it is. You head up to Windsor Terrace. You have the address. It's an apartment building. Park in the street. Head upstairs and knock on the door. Who is in front going to be doing the talking?
I volunteer Amber. Or Celine. I'm not really good with kids or that kind of stuff.
I think I can do it. I have pretty good, talkative skills. So, yeah, I'll knock on the door.
Okay. You knock on the door. After a moment, a kind of young woman opens the door. You would recognize it. You wouldn't recognize her. She doesn't have a photo. A woman opens the door. You can smell cigarette smoke from inside the apartment. She looks very tired. She says, hello?
Yes, a real quick out-of-character question. Are we supposed to be using our official names or our fake names?
Well, if you just introduced yourself as Stain, it would be really weird. And you are here on an official investigation. The code names are for when you're discussing things between your cell, between yourself and other cells, primarily.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Yes, I'm Special Agent Dean Winters. I'm with the FBI.
Okay. I imagine you hear about Catherine.
Yeah. We had some questions. We're actually investigating the case, and we had some questions to ask you, if you wouldn't mind.
Okay.
May we come in?
Sure. She kind of walks back into her room. You can see her starts fishing out a cigarette out of a soft pack of Marlboros and just leaves the door open.
Trot on in.
Mm-hmm.
What's the apartment look like?
Mm-hmm. You can see that it's like none of the shelves have been dusted in a while. There's a few empty picture frames on a few of them. She kind of just sits on a chair near the faux fireplace, and she seems very visibly tired. Go on.
I was just gonna say, any signs she might be taking any drugs?
No. The plastic rings from a six pack in the trash, but that's it.
You cut them?
Okay.
No. She didn't.
I already don't like this lady. All right.
This is the 90s. We didn't do that.
Think of the environment, he says. Yeah.
Sorry?
Oh, no, I'm just, I have a bad habit talking to myself. I apologize. Real quick, where is, could you show me to Catherine's room?
I can. She gets up, kind of goes over to the bedroom. She says, no, I mean, it's been a while, so I don't know if you're gonna find anything that the cops did. That the cops already didn't. And, she opens the door up, and yeah, it's an empty, it's a completely, like, empty room. There's a bed, but that's it.
What does the, there's, like, a window? Yeah, there must be a window. What does the window overlook?
An alleyway.
Just an alleyway?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I guess I'll, I kind of dog forensics. I like to start off with a roll here, I suppose. See what I can see.
Yep.
All right. Oh, 21 to 34. That is a success.
The, so the window can, in fact, be opened from the outside. It would be difficult, but it's possible. The fire escape is in front of it.
Mm-hmm.
Someone could conceivably climb the fire escape, open the window, take the child, and escape out it. But you don't find anything, like, you know, you don't find any handprints or anything there. As for a raccoon, it would be pretty, you don't have raccoon footprints. It would be kind of, like, raccoons aren't, I mean, they can climb, but they're not, I mean, for the inner city, they're not known to fucking go climbing way up fire escapes or anything. They, as far as they're concerned, they just hang out on the ground level and eat trash because that's what they do. Going, like, climbing shit in the city is not, especially for a fucking infant, is not something that they do. The few raccoons that conceivably are in New York City.
Also, right. The question is, how would they open the window?
Oh, they got little, they got little manipulators. You've seen raccoon hands, little gremlins. If I look out into the alleyway, do I see a sewer drain anywhere?
Not immediately.
Okay, weird. Poor drainage.
Could I pipe in with something?
Please.
I was wondering if I could use either search or alertness to, like, look around the apartment while she's distracted, see if I find anything odd.
Okay. What exactly are you looking for, do you think?
Just anything out of the ordinary, like, besides, like, undusted shelves.
Okay. There is a very, very full ashtray.
She's a smoker, okay.
What are you looking for, stuff pertaining to the disappearance?
Yeah, I would say so.
No, not really. So what was the result of your roll?
Oh, I didn't roll, because I wanted to know if I should use search or alertness.
Search.
Okay. That is a 85 over 70, so that's a failure.
Okay. Yeah, you're not sure. You find that big empty ashtray. You would find there is a bottle of Bacardi sitting at the end, the bottom. It's sitting at the bottom of a recycling bin. There are some letters from concerned family, you know, sharing their condolences, etc.
Speaking of that, there is something that Dr. Song wanted to do.
Yes.
So having been silent most of the time and possibly just barely introducing himself as a, you know, like an independent contractor working alongside the investigation, Dr. Song will take the lady aside and first of all say, my condolences for the events that have happened with your family. I know that if anything were to happen to my nephew, I would want closure. And I assure you, miss, we are investigating to get as much information as we can to put you at ease.
Appreciate it.
Is there anything that you perhaps did not tell the police, as time can bring much now that you've had time to think?
Not really. Like I said, told the police. I was folding laundry. When it happened, I was folding laundry. I heard someone moving around in the baby's room. I went to look in. The door shut. I broke it down, and then when I got in, she was gone. They didn't find any boot prints. They didn't find any footprints. They thought that it was maybe a raccoon or something had gotten into it, because they found little footprints on the floor from water. But I mean, what, a raccoon climbed in and took my fucking baby? That's ridiculous.
Do you have any theories yourself?
I've been trying not to think about it.
He nods.
Make a humant check.
Sure.
If you have that.
I've got it at base, which is 10.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, make it at base. Or actually, make it plus 20, so it's under 30. So, because you've kind of approached this with care.
Don't worry about that. So this looks like a critical failure, and an 88 over 30.
So you can add the tick mark to humans. You don't yourself fuck up too hard. What it is that you, it is supremely depressing to talk to someone who has lost a loved one in this way. There is a reason they call disappearances the long goodbye, because it is really like trying to say goodbye to someone over the course of months. It's not like a death. Ironically, it is not. Yeah, it's worse than a death, because a death, it's final and it happens and there's no negotiating it. It just happens. You can kind of use it to anchor yourself and your grieving process. The fact that the baby could be alive, and maybe having bad things happening to it, as unlikely as that is like tormenting her. For that, you lose a point of willpower.
Okay.
Brutal.
So are the others taking a look around? What are the others doing?
Celine is looking around the apartment, just pictures, indications of the kid, things like that.
So you would notice that, except for a scant few, there are almost no pictures of the kid. There's quite a lot of picture frames. There's actually, on a coffee table, there are a stack of empty picture frames.
Understandable.
Miss, did you... This is going to sound nuts, but did you or your husband have any enemies?
No. No. I have to read the thing again. Give me a moment.
Any of your neighbors own pit bulls?
No, my husband is my husband is away. He's been in, he didn't even grow up here. He grew up in fucking Birmingham, Alabama. We only met because he was posted with the National Guard at Fort Hamilton for a while there, but I mean, he kind of left his home life way, way behind. I don't think he's even talked to anyone from Birmingham in a while. Yeah. I mean, there's mom, but Janice, I don't know if they talked about that with you.
But
she's She has an alibi. None of them saw her leave, and it's not like she has a whole lot of friends who would be willing to do that for her.
Burgundy's going to go out the window. Burgundy's going to climb down to the alley and see what he can see down there.
Okay, you're gonna climb down the fire escape?
Yeah.
Yep, so you climb down the fire escape. There's like the ladder that like has to be dropped at the very bottom of it.
Yeah, he kicks it real cool.
Yep, it comes sliding down with a clang.
Yeah, and I would like to be in the alleyway and just, I don't know, looking around.
Okay, you can make me a search or a forensics check.
Search it shall be. Let's see. Bombed that one. That was a 78 over 52. I got nothing.
Okay. What I will say is, would you rather... Would you rather find a clue but have some problems? Or would you rather just not find a clue?
Oh, I want to have problems.
Okay. You find there is a... So you would like to have a look down the alleyway. There is a dumpster. You go around the dumpster, you notice there is a, like, there's a mess of, like, there's a fucking, a sleeping bag, a couple sleeping bags, actually, some blankets, there's plywood underneath them, and you notice that there's, like, some plywood on the wall next to it, kind of propped up.
Mm-hmm.
You would notice that there is, like, the brick around on this wall that it's been propped up against, there's like, you notice that there's scratch marks coming from underneath the pile of clothes and plywood and all that on the wall. Like someone's taken a coin and just scored it across the bricks a couple times.
Huh. And so it's like, it goes down and it looks like it would continue down underneath the plywood.
Yeah.
Do I see, is the owner of this residence home at the moment?
Make an alertness check.
All right. Let's see, alertness, 50. I got no clue. That's a 90 over 50. That's a failure.
Yeah, you don't know.
I'm beefing it, dude.
You don't see one in this alleyway. So yeah, you, what do you do?
Yeah, I'm going to take one last look and sort of,
okay.
I'm gonna shimmy on over and pick up the plywood.
You kind of have to step over these like these soiled clothes and shit. You take down this piece of plywood. You find that like about 3 feet off the ground, 3 feet above the ground, there is a hole in the wall, in this brick wall. You're not sure like what it is, like what created it. It looks like there's like a bit of scratching. It might have just been a hole that was there at some point. Maybe it was, they were gonna fit in like a pipe, like a vent or something like that, and just left it there. You would notice that like there is a notably it like opens up into the inner working of the wall. There's like a hole chewed through like the insulation. From down the alleyway you hear, "The fuck you doing, man?"
I want to try and do the same thing Burgundy is doing. Could I try rolling alertness myself?
I got to deal with this homeless guy, I think, first.
Yeah. So, yeah, you hear, a guy coming down the alleyway. Just like, "What the fuck you doing, man?"
How big is he? You look intimidating.
He is a man in his maybe his 60s, maybe his 50s, you don't know. Homelessness makes you look older than you are.
Yeah.
Big beard, wearing a toque, a hoodie, and a army surplus jacket and boots, and he's holding a plastic a paper bag over a bottleneck.
Hey, buddy, sorry, man. Listen, I just need to look at this real quick.
That's where I sleep, man. The fuck.
Dude, I know. I'm sorry. Listen, I'll put it back. I promise. I didn't mean to get up in your place, but you weren't here.
Get the fuck out of here, man.
Hey, like, God damn it. Give me a second. Let me look at this fucking thing.
Give you a second. Yeah. Why don't you fucking walk all over it, man? Put your cigarette on it.
I flash my gun.
Whoa.
20 Jesus. Fucking seconds. Give me 20 fucking seconds.
Holy fucking shit, man. What's wrong with you?
Yeah, shut up. I want to look at this. I want to see. It's like a little. It's like a little, like a hole into like a crawl space kind of thing. I want to get on my hands and knees and sort of flashlight in there, see what I can see.
So yeah, you see that it goes that like above. It doesn't. There's insulation packed in, but it looks like there's a little hole about like, maybe a foot wide and like 6 inches, like 12 inches by 6 inches are the dimensions of this hole, and they have been bored through the insulation down in like further into the building. You're not sure how deep.
Yeah. Okay. What the fuck?
Fucking yeah, satisfied, man. Come on.
Yeah. Jesus Christ. Give me a sec. God damn it. Fucking New York. Yeah, I'm gonna take a photo of it, and I'll make a big show of putting his plywood back. And like, listen, man, I'm sorry. I just need to get in there. I apologize. Listen, yeah, we're all good. Oh, shut the fuck up.
Fuck you.
Man, eat me. Hey, real quick.
So
real quick, you know, like there's like rats coming. Are there rats coming in and out of there, man? You just like hang out there.
Rats?
The fucking hole, dude. You ever seen anything out here?
Have I seen things? Yeah, man.
Have you seen weird looking shit?
Yeah, I mean, I see all kinds of weird looking shit out here. It's New York.
Christ. All right, I give up. Thanks.
I'm gonna try and be more diplomatic with this homeless man.
Oh, you're in the house. Unless
no,
you,
I said
you
I was
see...
coming.
You said you were coming down. Okay, I missed that.
Yeah, I said I was gonna. Before the whole "I flashed my gun" nonsense went on, I said I was coming. I said I was coming down to attempt the same alertness check that Bark made.
Okay. No. So. So you're gonna try and talk to the homeless guy?
Yeah.
What the fuck you want?
Hey. Can I buy you a beer, man? I'm sorry for my colleague over there.
I'll take a beer.
You know where the nearest liquor store is?
Yeah, it's around the corner.
All right, walk with me. I'm very sorry for my colleague.
Okay. So you can make me human or persuade at plus 20. You are buying this gentleman libations.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Let me check my persuade, but I think I'm going to... Yeah, I'm going with persuade. That is going to be a 90% chance of succeeding.
Mm-hmm.
That's a success.
The
53
the classic
under
good cop, 90. Bad cop.
Okay. So what are you pressing him on?
I'm going to be like, hey, how long have you been here?
In the alleyway?
Yeah, like, just around this area, in general.
Since June, I think?
June. Let me check something real fast. That would be before the first...
Strouch's disappearance was in May.
Oh, okay. Since you got around here, like, have you seen, like, any stuff... I know this is New York and all, but, like, anything's even more extraordinary than what you might normally see?
What do you mean, man?
Like, I don't know, like, strange people around the area. Not, like, cops or anything, or, like, other... You know, people like yourself, but I mean, like, strange people. You know what I'm saying?
Weirdos. Ah. I mean... not really. Not lingering around. Every once in a while, you'll meet some colorful characters, but, like... I mean, are you talking about, like, if I meet fucking Freddie Mercury? No. I don't meet, like, a whole lot of colorful characters out here. I mean, you do, but not, like... I mean, you get used to them after a while. I wouldn't consider them too fucking weird, you know? You meet the regulars, the bag ladies, the... You know, the guys who think that they're being fucking hunted by the FBI and shit like that because they have, you know, tinfoil hats.
Yeah. Well, thanks for talking to me, bud. I pat him on the shoulder and I say, enjoy the beer. And I walk back.
Appreciate it, man. So, yeah, she, so yeah, you go back up. So in the apartment, is there anything else that you're doing?
Who, me?
Well, just the rest of the group.
You're not inside the apartment anymore.
Well, you're coming back up to it.
I mean, I would have... So, would you tell me about your daughter, ma'am? What was she like? What was her personality? What'd she look like?
I mean... give me a moment here. She said, I mean, shit, she was 7 months old. She hardly had any personality. I mean...
Oh, we all know that's not true.
I mean,
did she laugh at certain things, or sure, was she fussy first thing in the morning?
No, I mean, she was pretty docile, but, you know, easy to laugh, I suppose. Or quick to laugh is the word. I don't know how, like, she kind of shrugs.
She sleeping well, or was she fussy in the middle of the night?
That type thing? Well, she was fussy, you know, early on, but as we got adjusted to the new apartment and all that, we, you know, she started to settle in.
Was she one of those babies who wanted to be held all the time, or did she just like sitting and watching everything?
Say again?
Yeah, was she one of those babies who just wanted to be held all the time?
No, she was okay to be on her own most of the time, you know. She wasn't, you know, didn't need constant supervising.
And was there anything weird that day, ma'am? Anything? Was she having trouble sleeping that night, or?
No, it was normal that day.
And she was eating okay?
Yes, no, everything was fine with the baby, but, you know, like, it's not, she didn't get up and walk out of her stroller all of a sudden. She was normal.
I know, but sometimes when you're thinking about something else, you may remember something completely unrelated.
Make a persuade check. Minus 20.
And it helps me to know person I'm looking for, not just, you know, it's an actual person I'm looking for, and not just a name. Yeah, this is... That is a success with a 20 under 34.
Like drawing.
Statistics.
That's the only thing that really sticks out to me. She liked drawing a lot. But we got her crayons and shit early on.
Do you have any of those? Would you mind showing me? I'd love to see them.
I might. Yeah. So yeah, she shows you to a, so she shows you to like a cabinet, with like, there's like a bunch of stacked papers there that are like, it's not a cabinet. It's like a filing cabinet. She's put all of it in. She takes out a few drawings. They're really crude. There's one of like mom and dad and their house, and you know, they're all very simple. I'll have you. So one that kind of sticks out to you though is this. Give me a moment.
So for our listeners, it is a, I mean, it's kind of crude, but it's browns and it looks like an animal that's got black arms. And I can't tell if that says Connie or Lonnie.
Connie. is Connie. What she used to call it. Actually, I'll post. Sorry, I made a little change to it.
Wait, what? The face.
And it has a face.
Does this look at all like the homeless man I saw?
No. Nothing like him.
Those are really good for someone that young, man.
That's really good for a 7-month-old. I'm
so impressed.
Hmm. Yep. It was, we used to give her kind of like, we let her watch a lot of TV, a lot of Blue's Clues, Mr. Rogers, you know.
Do you mind if I take a picture of these?
Go ahead.
She'll just snap a quick picture. Look, ma'am, I'm not going to make any promises. I don't want you getting your hopes up, or I don't want to be a person making promises and not being able to keep them. But I will do my best to get you answers.
Mm.
In the meantime, this is my card. My pager number is on here. If you think of anything else, or if you just want someone to talk to, don't hesitate to reach out.
I'll keep it in mind. All right. Your friend went down the fire escape. Is he back?
Yeah, I'm back. I say, having snuck up behind her.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, my God.
Sorry, I know. I'm wet on my feet.
Wasn't there another one with you?
Do you do that drawing?
No, I didn't do the drawing. That was my daughter's. You're back up the fire escape by now?
Yeah, I would say so. Mm-hmm. Probably with a beer in my hand.
We're on the job. We're on the fucking job.
You're one to talk, buddy.
God damn it. Okay.
Come on, you two. We're down here.
Yeah, I think...
Let me get them out of your hair, ma'am. And again, you have my number.
Appreciate it. All right.
I would love to, once we're out of earshot of this woman, I want to turn to them and be like, I can't believe I'm saying this. I think it's genuinely fucking raccoons. There was a massive hole leading it into like the sewers in that fucking alleyway.
Well, can I always come back and take a look at the alley later? Let's make note of that, though.
It had been knocked out. This isn't like a sewer drain. It was like knocked out of the wall. Like, it's strange shit. Yeah. Now. Fucking weird. Also, what's up with that drawing?
It's the kid.
It's got a... Right. Yeah, Jesus. It's got a fucking face, too.
You know what? I think this kid, kidnapped herself.
This kid got up and walked out of here.
All right, come on.
Precocious drawing for a 7-month-old.
Mm-hmm. I suppose from here we'd head on to the, what's the name of the other one?
Lily.
Yeah.
I suppose we go hang out with the elders.
That is the next one on the list.
Okay. You find the elders. They live in Borum Hill. You would find them, no problem. Devin Elders lives with his... let me have a look. Yeah. Devin Elders lives with his wife. They've moved in with the wife moved in with Devin at his parents' place, which is currently just his mother. They have a brownstone in Borum Hill. The elders, you get the impression that they are taking it a bit better. You get the impression that Strach is a woman who's not really from Brooklyn, and the move to Brooklyn was relatively recent, so she doesn't really have a community to fall back on, whereas the elders, like, you go in and, like, you would notice that there is a large, like, pile of, like, notes and, you know, roses and such that were given to them at, like, a, like, maybe some kind of, like, vigil or something that they've collected. You get a very similar impression from them. Now, what you would gather from, what are you gonna press the elders on exactly?
I mean, we're not actually at the scene of the crime, right, or the disappearance.
No, you went to their house.
Yeah. I guess just anything they can tell us, what they saw, if they saw anything.
No, they didn't see anything in particular. The father was there eating pizza. The kid was walking back and forth from the tent. And then next minute, the kid's gone.
Okay. I guess I would actually really like to go to where the kid disappeared then. If I'm not really getting anything out of these guys. Unless anybody else has any ideas.
No, we definitely need to do that.
Drive on over to the Atlantic Avenue street market.
Okay, you go there. It is a very busy street market. Sure. What are you looking for exactly?
We haven't seen the camera footage, so we don't actually know exactly what the fuck.
Well, yeah, you didn't see it, but you know that it doesn't show anything that happened to the kid.
Yeah. I just want to go. I'm looking again for any sort of drainage, any sort of sewer stuff, specifically where the kid.
There's a lot of. I mean, yeah, there's, like they say, there's a number of catch basins throughout this market. Like, you know, rain will fall down these and go into the sewer and then be flushed out into the river. It is conceivable that a child of 11 months could potentially trip and fall down these, but that's a very. Like, you, even from when you read the report, that is a half-hearted explanation and a very unlikely one.
Right.
The NYPD themselves don't really fully believe it, but that's what, like, it's the only fucking thing that really kind of fits. Other than, like, a murder, which in the investigation, there was no one found that, like, you know, was carrying the kid away, but, like, obviously the kid wasn't killed there in the market because it was a very busy market and it would have made noise. No one saw someone taking the kid away. Yeah, it's, yeah.
These kids, they're the ages where they wouldn't really make a bunch of noise if they'd been snatched, right?
I mean, they might scream. They're fucking babies.
Nobody saw any clowns, right?
Sorry?
Nobody saw any clowns, right?
Yeah, God, maybe it is Pennywise, dude. Stain, you're onto something.
Hey, man.
Oh, no, I'm worried about something much worse.
Too close.
Yeah. No, Stephen King himself.
Wow. Y'all spend so much time in fantasy, forgotten about the real world.
Yeah. So, you find that. Is there. So, it doesn't look like you're going to get a lot of great leads from the market. So the next options, I mean, you can talk to Cohen. You could also like start looking in a little deeper into the records of the missing children. You could, there's also like the Delta Green is interested in these disappearances in connection to the S. Gerritsen mansion, which is in Flatbush. So it's in Brooklyn. You would know from your own research that this was a former holding of Whole Earth Enterprises, and then it was sold recently to the. Let me look. To the Zenov Zenov Construction Company, who have been kind of refurbishing it into condominiums. That is, for some reason, like, considered the hotspot of this investigation.
Okay. You know, well, I would do it, actually. Who's got good bureaucracy here? Who knows a way about paperwork? I think a doctor does, but anybody else?
I believe I do. I think I have... Yeah, I have a 40% too.
I'm on 40 as well. I'm actually going to suggest... They want us to investigate this in connection with the Garrison Mansion, right? And anybody yeah,
they
here... Believe
they there's some indication that there is a connection, but they don't know what it is.
Right. And we, our little group, doesn't know anything about the fucking mansion yet. Seeing as we're all from the Midwest. I would love to snag someone and head on down to, I don't know, a city archives, a public library, start digging up stuff on the house itself.
Investigate the house? Yep, sure.
And maybe you guys,
look into why it's called the Garrison Mansion while you're at it?
I figured. that was on the top of the list.
So, you go that way. I'm going to go to the mansion. Who wants to go with me? Who wants to go with him?
Or a secret third option.
Or, yeah, the secret third option.
So what are the two choices? The mansion and what else?
The library, basically. Do you want to see a really... Want to see a cool old house, or you want to hang out in the library?
Yeah, there's other options too. You can like, I mean, yeah, you don't. If you can think of a third one, you can do that. I mean, you also have like, you've talked. I mean, you talked to him last time, and he was partially helpful, but you also have like Dr. Wu, who's in Manhattan.
Oh yeah,
Dr. Wu. That sounds.
Yeah, me and Sloane and Sanders last session were getting information from him about the Shillelaghs, I think.
About Aklo.
Aklo, that's right.
Yeah, you he wasn't super he wasn't able to help a terrible lot. He did give you some like recommended materials for you that you if you could track them down, they would illuminate on Aklo a little bit. But yeah, no, he seems to be know about your kind of particular brand of weirdness. If nothing else, he can at least point you to where you can learn. He seems to be in the know about that.
He's definitely on my list, but Sloan's definitely going to the archives, library, that kind of thing.
Yeah, Sanders, Dr. Song would probably consider himself better suited to paperwork than a physical investigation. So he would be down to accompany him.
Okay. So we have Song and Sloan, Sanders and Sloan, are going to go to the public library / archives. What are the rest of you doing?
Well, Celine is going to the Garrison Mansion.
I guess I'll follow.
Okay, nice even split.
I was gonna say Sanders and Sloan sounds like a fucking personal injury attorneys.
Yeah, that or it sounds like who are the magicians?
Oh, Abbott Costello. No,
Penn and Teller, dude. Abbott and Costello were they were the comedians.
Penn and Teller. I know, fucking Penn and Teller.